Our Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together another day, for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. We ask that Thou would open the Word for us, help us to lay hold of the truth of it, and grant, dear Lord, we pray, that understanding of the Word which will be profitable in our lives. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the 8th chapter of the book of the Revelation, Revelation chapter 8. As you open your Bibles to that portion of the Word of God, keep in mind we are studying together that portion dealing with the tribulation period, a time that is yet to come upon the earth when God is going to deal with the earth in judgment. The judgments which God pours out upon the earth are presented in the book of the Revelation in symbol. There is a seven-sealed book. There are the sounding of seven trumpets. At the present time, we are listening to those trumpets sound. And as we hear them sound, we see certain things occurring on the earth, indicating God's anger with sin and man's disobedience to his revealed will. This morning, we look with you at what happens when the third angel sounds his trumpet, having already noticed what occurred when the first two angels sounded their trumpets. You remember that when the first angel sounded his trumpet, there was poured out upon the earth a hail mingled with blood and with fire, so that a third part of all the earth was burned up. When the second angel sounded his trumpet, John saw, as it were, a great mountain burning with fire cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. We said this was a great flaming meteor that fell from the heavens into the bodies of water upon the earth, so that a third part of the sea became blood, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. Today, we come to the paragraph which begins with verse 10, where we read, "The third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter." Now, listen closely to what we have read. A star, flaming like a torch. A torch is a better word here than the word lamp. Flaming like a torch, a great star, flaming like a torch, fell out of the heavens, and it fell upon a third part of all the rivers and the fountains of waters. The water supply of the earth was affected by this falling star. A third part of the water supply of the earth was made poisonously bitter, so that when men drank of the water, they died. When the people who are living upon this earth in the future, when this thing occurs, pick up their newspapers the day after this star falls, they will read that the scientists have determined that this star exuded poisonous gases that poisoned the waters upon which it fell. The star should be called Wormwood because the particular element it placed in the waters was wormwood, and that is why men die. You see, I am becoming very literal in describing these verses that we have read together at the moment. But I believe that this is exactly what is going to happen. I believe that it is going to happen exactly as it is recorded. Now, in verse 12 of this same chapter, we read concerning the sounding of the fourth trumpet. Will you notice, please? "The fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise." This shouldn't be too hard for us to believe. This sort of thing has happened twice before, you know. In Exodus chapter 10, the third plague is presented, and in the presentation of that plague, darkness came over the land of Egypt, a shadow of thick darkness. When the Lord Jesus Christ hung upon the cross, darkness for 3 hours extended over the earth. Thick, black darkness. Darkness in Egypt during the plague. Darkness in the whole earth during the days that the Lord, or during the hours rather, that the Lord Jesus Christ hung upon the earth, on the cross. Now here, we are told that not only will a third part of the day be dark, but a third part of the night as well. We've seen some nights when no moon was shining, when no stars appeared. But remember, when this comes to pass, the moon and the stars and the sun will be blotted out, not only in the immediate area where the individual happens to be, it will be a worldwide blackness, and it will be at the hand of God. I'm so anxious for you to look upon these things as practically happening. Do you really? Can you imagine the consternation that will grip the earth when this thing happens? Can you imagine the fears that will grip the hearts of men when they realize what is occurring? While they are in the midst of this consternation and in the midst of this fear, God is going to drive home another telling blow. Because we read in verse 13 that an angel is going to fly through the midst of the heaven with a loud voice saying, "Woe, woe, woe," to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. You say, fantastic, ridiculous. How could an angel so speak that the men upon the earth could hear it? If you have a revised version of the Bible, you have the word eagle, where I have the word angel in the King James Version. The reason for that is that the words are very similar in the original text, and it is difficult to tell which one is which. But you know, it doesn't make a great deal of difference. A voice from heaven will declare that the trouble is coming, greater trouble than this earth has ever seen, and men will listen to the voice. After all, in our day and time, right now, we are used to listening to voices from outer space, aren't we? A few years ago, if someone had told you that he had heard a voice from outer space, you would have walked on the other side of the street from that fellow. You would have considered him just a little bit peculiar. But every one of us here certainly could give testimony that we have heard voices from outer space within the last year. Though they may have sounded a little bit strange, you didn't doubt that you heard them. Because while men were in outer space, their voices came back clear, understandable, even, if you please, reading a message from the Word of God. So I say to you, if we, in our day, have experienced the matter of hearing voices from outer space, we will be geared to the idea, so that the men who are on the earth during the tribulation hear a voice coming from heaven saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, things are going to get worse," they're going to believe what they hear. During the tribulation, when this angel flies through the heavens and declares, in so many words, "God help the earth, trouble is coming, worse trouble than the earth has ever seen in all of its history." Now, I never read about these troubles and tribulations recorded in the book of the Revelation and related to the tribulation that is coming upon the earth without rejoicing that I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Because I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I know that I'm going to be saved from the hour of trial that is coming to try the world. Do you know him? I would remind you that if you have never placed your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he should come today, you would be left to go through this period of time that I'm talking about. And you say, well, surely you don't think he's going to come today, do you? Well, I don't know. All I know is that there is not one prophecy yet to be fulfilled before the Lord Jesus Christ comes. That's all I know. I know he could come, and I'm glad that today that I'm ready to meet him. Are you?